This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Surveillance of Americans by the National Security Agency and the FBI apparently goes beyond phone records. The Washington Post is reporting that these federal government agencies are also accessing the servers of nine large U.S. tech companies. It's part of a large-scale secret program called PRISM. Barton Gellman broke this story in the Post. He says tapping into companies like Google and Facebook give the government access to all kinds of data.
They have full access to the content of emails, to the whole sort of set of records that are called metadata, who you're in contact with, when, what kind of device you're using, what your location is. If you do a text or voice or video chat on Skype, if you store files in the cloud, all those things are available. And then you think about the Facebook profile, which is remarkably revealing, more revealing than many people understand.
But does access to Facebook mean that law-abiding U.S. citizens are being surveilled? Well, it's tricky. In our increasingly connected world, there's no telling who you might be associated with online. The government often uses what Gellman calls contact chaining.
So let's say they go after me and I actually am a terrorist. They're going to get everybody in my inbox, and presumably not everybody in my inbox or my outbox is a terrorist. Even if I'm on a listserv where there are 1,000 people and some subject of general interest, every one of those 1,000 people is now one hop away from me. And they often go two hops, which means that everyone who is in communication with me is having content and metadata collected. And if they go two hops, everyone who's in communication with them also having some content and metadata collected. That's a lot of people.
The Obama administration and members of Congress are defending this kind of surveillance. Also, the culling of massive phone record data sets from Verizon reported first yesterday. Also, they point to the fact that in many cases, the content of correspondence isn't being recorded. That doesn't give Gellman much solace.
Any intelligence agency can learn an enormous amount about you. In fact, if I had a choice, I'm not sure I would rather have them collect my metadata than my content. Metadata can be much more revealing because there are lots of things that you won't say but can be exposed by your metadata. You know, by looking at travel patterns, you can know whether someone is sick or have gambling problem or all kinds of things, besides also being able to tell if they're a spy or a terrorist.
Barton Gellman is also a senior fellow at the Century Foundation. So what about the companies in the PRISM surveillance program? Some of them are already denying involvement, but the language is tricky. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports it's not yet clear how much tech companies are participating.
In one way or another, Facebook, Microsoft, Google, and Yahoo all publicly say they aren't just opening their servers to the U.S. government. It's more like, we provide information if there's a court order. ACLU attorney Michelle Richardson says defying that order could mean fines or worse.
These are such highly regulated companies. They have lots of incentives to go ahead and go along with an order as opposed to fight it.
Under the law, Richardson says companies can and may have gone to a national security court, but virtually all of those rulings are secret. Official documents suggest there's some cooperation between the NSA and the companies, but Ted Julian, an executive with the security firm CO3 Systems, says there's a lot we don't yet know about the PRISM spying program.
What is the government allowed and not allowed to do, and what were these companies, to what degree were they participating or not?
Google and others say they care deeply about the security of their users. Tech executives may soon have a chance to prove it. Congressional committees expect to hold hearings on the surveillance program, and the firms are in a position to share critical information. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.